This evening, an appropriate question, considering all our new Nepali contacts. And I'm not sure if anyone's heard this question before. You may have encountered it without knowing it, or perhaps someone has made this statement before. But let's have a read of Luke chapter 2 before we begin. Luke chapter 2, verses 51 to 52. Early on in the book of Luke, we're told of the Lord Jesus Christ's early years. Luke chapter 2, verses 51 to 52. And speaking of the Lord Jesus as they returned from the Passover in Jerusalem, verse 51 says, "And he went down with them," that is the Lord Jesus, "as a child, and came to Nazareth, and was subject unto them. But his mother kept all these sayings in her heart. And Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man." Now, as you see in chapter number 3, we continue on and see the ministry of John the Baptist. And then we see the baptism of Jesus in verse number 21. So there's a big gap between the Lord's public ministry at age 30 and then his childhood at age 12. And we're not told in the Bible all the details of what took place in those years. But some have been led to believe that during those years, the Lord Jesus, who was only known as Jesus, and he was just an ordinary man, he went to the east. He went to India. He went to Nepal. He went to Egypt. And he learned all the wisdom of Eastern religions. He sat at the feet of the gurus. And he came back as the Christ, the anointed one of God, who taught what he did and had such great wisdom because he learned that from Eastern religions, from Eastern spiritual leaders. And so you'll find this is very popular today, especially with the New Age movement. And many of them will say something along these lines. Brother David Cloud actually has a testimony which I'll quickly share with you. He says that before I was a Christian, I learnt that Christ went to the East from the book The Aquarian Gospel of Jesus Christ by Levi Dowling, which I read in 1972. At the time, I was convinced that it was true. So that's what convinced Brother Cloud before he became a Christian. The book claims that Jesus spent 18 years of his life, the hidden or silent years between 12 and 30, studying under Eastern religious gurus in India, Tibet and Egypt. By this means, Jesus achieved the Christ consciousness and set out to teach others to also reach the Christ consciousness, which is basically the Lord Jesus teaching people how to become perfect and to better themselves. According to this doctrine, Jesus was an ordinary man who learned how to be the Christ through the secrets of mystical wisdom in the East. Wow, how do you answer that? And when you come across it, it might stump you and, you know, you're just in shock. But people really believe that. People believe that the Lord Jesus' teaching was divine because he learnt divine mystical wisdom from Eastern religions. Now, I remember speaking to when I had a flat battery, a man came up to say, "Hey, do you need a hand?" He was very friendly, very nice, homeschooling their kids, traveling around Australia. And he said that he believes in many religions. And he began to speak in this way, saying that, you know, "I believe we can all be Christ. We can achieve this Christ consciousness." And that's exactly what he was saying, that the words of Christ and the teachings of Christ can all help us to reach a higher spiritual plane. And that has to do with reincarnation and karma. And the Lord Jesus, of course, was a divine teacher. And so this is a very popular teaching today. And so we need to be prepared to give an answer. Prepared to give an answer. Now, the quick answer is, no, that is not true. Of course. No, that is not true. And all the evidence points against it. Now, Brother Cloud mentions the author of the Aquarian Gospel of Jesus Christ, and he received this divine knowledge that Christ learnt from the gurus. In the author says that he received this knowledge about Jesus from an immense energy field that surrounds the earth. So he received this energy field around the earth, channeled this knowledge into his mind that this is what Jesus Christ did. That's the only evidence of Christ going to the east. And obviously we can clearly state, no, it's not true. All the evidence is against the fact that people say he went to the east. And any evidence for it is absolutely foolish. There is no evidence for it, and every evidence is against it. What are the evidences? They're in your notes. Jesus was the Christ before his birth. And just a quick reminder about the prophecies about the Lord Jesus Christ. His coming was foretold before his birth. Who he is was foretold before his birth. In the Old Testament, God promised to send his anointed, his Messiah. He was already the Christ. Prophecy said that Christ, or the Messiah, the anointed one, would be God himself. There in Isaiah 9:6, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Notice the Son is described as the Everlasting Father, the Mighty God, the Prince of Peace. So the Messiah, the Lord Jesus Christ, already before he came into this world, existed. Micah chapter 5, verse 2, of course, pinpoints the location of the nativity of Christ, the birth of Christ in Bethlehem. But the Bible says he is from everlasting to everlasting.
Amen.
Amen. His goings forth have been from old, from everlasting. That's what Micah says. So Jesus, the man, did not become the Christ. He was already the Christ before he came into the world. That's what the Bible teaches. Anyway, now, the next point there in your notes, Jesus was called Christ from his birth, at his birth. Christ is not something, and this is the point we need to get across, Christ is not something that that Jesus achieved. He didn't achieve a higher spiritual level. He was God in the flesh. He was born by a virgin. You cannot get more special than that. He was born of a virgin because he was conceived by the Holy Ghost, God in the flesh. Christ is not something he achieved. The name Jesus means Savior. Christ means the same as Messiah in the Hebrew, the Anointed One, the Savior, the Messiah. That's who he was, and that's who he is. He was born of a virgin. Matthew chapter 1 tells us the message that the angel gave to Mary, that behold, a virgin shall be with child and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. God with us. Before his birth. At his birth, of course, the angels serenaded his very birthday by saying, for unto you is born this day in the city a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. He was already Christ. He was already the chosen one, the Messiah. So this idea of a man named Jesus going to the east and coming back as a guru called Christ is completely false, completely ridiculous. Now, there's more which proves from the Bible that this is a complete error. Now, Jesus knew he was Christ as a child. So your first blank was the word before. Your second blank is the word at, as you turn the page. Your third blank is the word child. Jesus knew he was the Christ as a child, at 12 years old. Notice what the Bible says of the Lord. Now, we read chapter 2, 51 to 52. Notice verses 46 to 47. Now, remember, at age 12, Mary and Joseph went looking for Jesus. They went to Jerusalem for the Passover. They left. They turned around. He wasn't there. They were worried. They rushed back to Jerusalem to look for him, and they found him in the temple. Now, they were worried. They didn't know where he was. They went looking for the Lord. What does the Bible say? And it came to pass that after 3 days they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the doctors, These were not just ordinary people. These were the doctors. These were the scholars of Jewish religion. These were the experts. These were what you could say the spiritual gurus of the Jewish religion. And he was there in the temple. And the Bible says both hearing them and asking them questions, and all that heard him were what?
Astonished.
They were absolutely floored in awe at his understanding and answers at 12. Not as a 30-year-old guru who came back from the East. As a child, they were astonished. They realized that, well, they were confounded. They had no possible explanation to how this young child could have such great wisdom and knowledge, more so than the experts, the scholars, the religious Jews of the day at the most religious place in the world, at Jerusalem. So Jesus knew he was the Christ already as a child. And the Bible says and goes on, as Mary and Joseph enter the scene, Jesus told his parents at that point that he is God, the Son of God. He explained to them that he had been given some work to do. Remember in Luke chapter 2, verse 49? Exactly. And he said unto them, how is it that you sought me? Wist ye not that I must be about my Father's business? So he told Mary and Joseph, though they may not have understood it fully, though the people around them may not have understood, as a 12-year-old child, he knew he must be about his Father's business. Not Joseph's carpentry business, but God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, Christ. That's whom he was at the age of 12. And the Bible tells us there in your notes that Jesus is the Creator and therefore he has all wisdom. He has all wisdom because he created the universe. He knows everything because he is God. That's what we need to get across to those who say that Jesus was just a man who sat at the feet of gurus and learnt this mystical wisdom channeled from the universe and came back as the Christ. That's where he got this wisdom from. You know, the silent years. You're not told in the Bible, are you, as Christians, what he did during those years? Well, actually, we are. The verses that we read at the beginning says that the Lord Jesus went down to Nazareth, and that's where he stayed. That's where he stayed. He was subject unto them. Now, here are some other proofs to back that up. We know that was true because Jesus was known to those around him. He wasn't a stranger to people. He did not hide in a carpentry workshop for the next 20 or so years, 18 years. He didn't hide in a carpenter's workshop. People knew him. They knew him. Now, first of all, the religious Jews were looking for an excuse to crucify him, to get rid of him, to ruin his name. The religious Jews hated the Lord Jesus, didn't they? From the very moment of his public ministry, the Jews sought for accusations against him because he claimed to be God the Son, the Messiah. They sought for something to accuse him of. They were desperate to find something. They even brought false witnesses, remember, to accuse him of things he never did. And those false witnesses fell on deaf ears. But remember their hatred toward the Lord. Now, this is a good point. That if they could find something to discredit him, they would have. If they knew he went to the East and he learnt from pagan religions what he was teaching, they would have been the first ones to speak up. Because, of course, Jewish Pharisees, religious leaders, consider any other religion as pagan. Isn't that right? Any other religion is pagan. Any other philosophy is not from God. And that is true. But they would have used that against him. But what does the Bible say? What does the Bible say in the Word of God that they never did? They never did. They never could find anything against him. So that's a wonderful proof, isn't it? That he never went to the East. They would have asked, perhaps in Nazareth, what was his life like? What did he do? Now, people around there knew of him. And if Jesus had studied in the East and gone to the University of India, for example, his village, the villagers in Nazareth would have known about it. You know, we know about it. We know We know each other's lives. We know who's at uni where. And this was a close-knit village. And the Jews were a very close-knit people. And they would have known where the Lord, where Jesus went, the carpenter's son. Where's he disappeared to? Well, he's gone to Egypt. He's gone to India. He's gone to the east. Come back. But what does the Bible say? They said when Jesus started preaching. There in your notes, Matthew 13. Whence hath this man this wisdom and these mighty works? Is not this the carpenter's son? Is not his mother called Mary, and his brethren James and Joseph and Simon and Judas, and his sisters? Are they not all with us? Whence then hath this man all these things? They would never have asked that question, would you agree? If we went away to the University of Tibet and came back. No. They would have gone, okay, he thinks he's such a big shot now. He's got his degree, he's got his spiritual, mystical wisdom. So the Bible, in fact, contradicts any idea that Christ left the Holy Land, that he left that place, that he left Nazareth. Of course he didn't. Now, it is a ridiculous statement, but people really believe that it's true. Brother Cloud believed it was true. It was one of the reasons he rejected Christianity. So it's a very, very powerful lie, and we need to have an answer. And of course, his own family, they knew the truth as well. And no one, and it's never mentioned, no one ever refers to his enemies, people that knew him. And of course, to conclude, Jesus Christ, we can share and we need to share, is not a teacher. He taught, but he was not a teacher. He said, I have come to seek and to save that which is lost. That's why he came. He came as the Savior. The reason why he came to this earth is to die on the cross to take the punishment for the sins of mankind upon himself so that we could experience God's forgiveness. He didn't come as a guru. He came as the suffering Savior. He is the Christ. He was the Christ from the beginning. He was slain from the foundation of the world. Amen. And he suffered to die for us. There is no reincarnation in the Bible. It is appointed unto men once to die, and after this, the judgment. So there are some answers, some helps from the Word of God. And if someone stuns you with this question, and just say, let me get back to you, and maybe give them this handout, or write down some things, or give them some verses to read. You may come across this when someone says, well, we can all be like Christ, you know. We can all have that Christ consciousness, and that might tick something over and go, do you think that Christ, that Jesus was a man and he went to the east? Yes, that's what he did. That's why his teachings are so famous. He's another spiritual leader like we have them today. So some answers to give to another question that may come up from time to time.